Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello, welcome to your Wednesday, yes, edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's the 28th of January, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So are you still recovering from yesterday? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Facebook, Instagram, HipChat, Tinder. Oh my goodness, it was social media meltdown yesterday. That's right, yeah, Facebook, Instagram, HipChat, all of these social networks except for Twitter were down yesterday for a period of about 40 minutes to 1 hour. And if it would have been down longer than that, who knows if the world would have survived. Funny enough, users promptly took to Twitter, because it was the only one left, to complain about everything else being down. Although, interestingly enough, there was also problems with Twitter's page during that time. Microsoft's Bing also was having a bit of hiccups as well. Now, you might remember these people from yesterday's episode, Lizard Squad. Yeah. They're taking credit for all of this. Although Facebook itself has stuck out a quote saying, no, we weren't hacked and neither was Instagram. There was some speculation that it was the blizzard at the east coast of the United States that was to blame. But personally, I'm just going to go with my gut on this one. I'm going to call it a technical glitch. While we're on the subject of Facebook, Facebook Lite, yes, the lightweight version of Facebook, has arrived for low-end Android phones. Facebook wants everybody in the entire world to be able to use its service. So that means if you're still using the infancy of Android, you can now use Facebook. No, Facebook Lite is not pretty or dynamic as the official app, but it does offer the same basic experience. It also takes up just 262 kilobytes of space and promises it works very well on 2G connections. The Lite app gets you everything you would possibly want from Facebook. Meeting Messenger and Groups is also on there, along with, believe this or not, push notifications. And of course, you can send those status updates letting the world know all your dirty laundry. Facebook Lite is now available in the Google Play Store, but only in the following countries so far, including Bangladesh, Nigeria, South Africa, Sudan, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, and Zimbabwe. Staying with a bit of social media news, seems like that's pretty much what came out yesterday. Snapchat's gonna feature video from major media brands. Come on, yeah, you know Snapchat. It used to kind of be a place for, shall we say,
adult conversations.
But now it's being endorsed by a host of traditional media outlets that are eager to jump in bed with a growing social site. No pun intended. Snapchat, which, shall we say, has kind of cleaned up his act, will announce a new deal to feature video from Comedy Central, Food Network, CNN, National Geographic, Vice, and Warner Music Group. And what does this come all down to, really? Ads. And the revenue share on ads featured by the new Snapchat channels. So if you're a little bothered by seeing more ads now, remember, it's free. You in the U.S. right now? Are you driving in your car? You feel a little paranoid? Or you feel like somebody's watching you? Somebody is. It's the Justice Department. The Justice Department has apparently crafted a nationwide database to track vehicle movement across states. A spokesman from the Justice Department said that it's not a new thing that the DEA uses the license plate reader program to arrest criminals and stop the flow of drugs in areas of high trafficking intensity. He was telling us, by the way, to the Wall Street Journal, meaning they're using drug trafficking as the reason why they're tracking your car. And also, according to the Wall Street Journal, there's at least 343 million records in its database already. The program collects vehicle movement data, including time, direction, and location from cameras on major highways. These cameras can also capture images of drivers and their passengers. Yep, Big Brother's alive and well. And finally, do you think maybe you did something you shouldn't have done? Do you think you committed a crime? Do you? Well, maybe you did or maybe you didn't. A new study published by the Psychological Science provides scientific evidence that it's not hard to manipulate people's memories. At the University of British Columbia, they chose 60 test subjects with no previous charges and any police contact from 11 to 14 years old. They then divided them into two groups. The first group interviewer convinced them that they have committed assault or theft, while the second group made them believe they suffered a traumatizing event. And guess the result? Around 71% of the group convinced themselves that they, yes, had committed a crime. And even more interesting, that 77% of the group manipulated felt that they went through a fake tragedy.
Yeah, it gives a whole new meaning to interrogations, doesn't it?
You know you did it. Come on, admit it. You killed him. Admit it.
Okay, admit it. I did it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. As always, we'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show to get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Humpty Dumpty Day Wednesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.